An early riser herself joining us on this Monday morning. At least got a cup of coffee going. Toni McCombe, Illinois State Representative. Hey, good morning.
Good morning to you. How are you and all your listeners today?
I'm sure the listeners are well and tuned in as usual, and I'm all right. I'm well into the coffee aspect.
Good, good. You have a great weekend?
Yes. Yep. Watch the Leaf Exchange program continue as they were going everywhere. And looks like you might have something to put in the fridge besides a turkey after somebody was successful in the deer opener, huh?
Yeah. So my husband went out hunting, and I missed open season. I went for a couple days to Florida with my brother and his wife. So I was poolside, and he was freezing.
Let him do all the work.
Yeah. You know, I did a post, and it's fun because I asked for people to post their pictures underneath in the comments. So it's fun to watch. It kind of reminds me like the first day of school, watching all the kids, you know, all the pictures, and deer hunting's the same. So it's fun to watch it.
Good for him. Good for him.
So, yeah, I haven't seen any numbers yet, though. Have you? You've been up a little longer than I have. How first season went?
I haven't had a chance to go check those numbers. I perhaps will before the week is up. I know that much.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. But
well, it's good.
So what else is going on?
Well, let's see. Are we all done in Springfield? No more returns unless there's some sort of callback?
Yeah. And I can't imagine a callback. We are still in the redistricting garbage. Just to kind of give a little quick update on that, the remedial maps that the Republican attorneys, NAACP, and MALDEF all had to put those in, and they're all in. Now, the defendants, which is the Democrats, had until November 18th to respond. I don't think it was the 18th. I think it was the 22nd. It was the 22nd. So they asked for today. They're supposed to be in today. So it asked for a two-day extension. So that'll be the 24th. And as you know, Thanksgiving's on Thursday.
Right.
I can't imagine anything will be done until the last week of November. They were going to have what the court's called a mini trial the week of December 6th. So that might be pushed back a week. Now, that is just talking about state. The congressional maps, the governor has not signed those yet, but I don't know if on the federal side, if they will go forward with a court case on their end. I don't know that. That's not my area of expertise there, so we'll have to wait and see what they do. But for some reason, the governor hasn't signed that yet.
Maybe.
We'll see. He'll get to it when he gets to it,
no,
I guess.
Yeah, one of those wait and sees. Hey, you were a great co-sponsor of SB 0667, which is going to help out a lot of individuals with the cost of insulin.
Yeah, you know, I'm not a huge fan, as you're aware, of government coming in and manipulating bills like that or subjects like that. Mm. But actually, ever since I've been in, luckily, God, for, you know, I or any of my family have diabetes or have to go through the hardship of this. But seriously, a big complaint from one of my constituents or several of my constituents, I'm sorry, on the cost of it. And you know that. I mean, even my mom, I remember when, you know, she had cancer, the doctor prescribed a pill and I went to go pick it up and the pharmacist said, Toni, are you aware that this pill's $1,000? One pill. And I was like, no. And she's not getting that because we can't afford that. So, I mean, I oftentimes don't even think that the doctors realize how expensive some of the things they prescribe are. So this is something actually, you know, people talk, you know, bad about Big Pharma all the time, but this is actually a bill that was, with their help, was crafted to make sure that we could give affordable insulin. So it's a good thing. It's a great thing.
It is. And a lot of people, if they haven't heard about that, they should take a look into it.
Yeah, and the reason I posted it, because we actually passed that last session, is because I had a couple more people reach out to us and were talking about the cost of insulin, and they were not aware of this. And then in the meantime, I also, you know, when somebody calls in, we try to send them out some more information from some of our pharmaceutical companies that also have programs to help them. So we have some really good lobbyists that try to get us the information to help us serve our constituents. So that's you know, some might say, well, it's delayed. Well, people need to be reminded because, you know, we change things and do things all the time in Springfield, and sometimes it's not so good, but this was a really good thing.
It was. Thank you so much for being a part of that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I see the Illinois Association of School Boards is trying to get away from some of the other trends that are happening across the country of parents being targeted, and schools are saying, here's how this is going to happen. And they've jumped on to terminate the association membership with the National School Boards Association.
Yeah, how about that? And, you know, if things continue as they seem to be going down that path of, you know, big government and less parental input, I think you're going to see that on other things as well. But, yeah, they decided here in Illinois, and I'm so glad. We actually were looking to, I think another rep did craft a letter, but we were looking at, you know, how do we give our opinion and make sure it's the opinion of our constituents. But they've just decided, you know, with the changes that they were making to their structure, their lack of transparency and financial oversight, that they're like, you know what, we're not going to be a part of this. So I congratulate the Illinois Association of School Boards for voting to terminate that membership.
And I think it helps. Maybe they were actually on the listening end and took under consideration what they were hearing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, one thing with COVID that has been a positive is people are using their voices. It started with simple common sense things like, really, two people in a boat, you know, little things. What? We can't go outside. And I know that's all changed over time, but people were really verbal with, come on, you know, what are we doing here? And let's use some common sense. And I think people have seen results with using their voice. You know, my ask is that we just continue to do so in a positive and respectful way. And, you know, I think you get more response that way.
Now, before we went on air, you brought up something that maybe we can help clarify, a little bit of a separation between Biden's Build Back Better and Tony McCombie and any other state representative. You didn't. Somebody actually asked, hey, how'd you vote on that?
Yeah. So, you know, a lot of people don't understand the difference, or they're not engaged in the process per se. They know I'm their representative, but they may not understand the difference of the state and the federal. And I'll be honest, Tom, when I first started as a state rep, it was really hard for me to keep up with what was going on the federal side, because when you get elected to the state, even with having some municipal experience, it's like a full-fledged fire hose right in your mouth. And this now I'm able to pay a little more attention. So I tried to give some update. But, yeah, somebody asked how I voted. So I was like, well, I don't vote for that, but I would vote no. And so I just posted on my page, and I've been doing that a little bit, just because now I can pay some attention. Also, I subscribe to, you know, some different, newsletters, you could say. And this particular newsletter that I posted on here actually came from the Farm Bureau, which I'm pretty active with keeping up with that. But now looking at, you know, a bigger picture, I was able to actually give some input. And I was glad to give the input of the ag community, because ag is such a huge industry here in Illinois. So I thought their opinion was certainly important. So.
Well, you've got a couple of things coming up that you're going to be involved with. I think if I'm looking up here correctly, I'm looking at Happy Tales in Rock Falls. It's not far away from you're going to be co-sponsoring the pet rescue.
Yeah, so we kind of reached out to them. Pam has been working with them to get this all organized. And from Saturday, December the 11th, from 9 to noon, there's going to be a pet rescue fair. So that information you can certainly find on my Facebook page. We'll do an event on that. Cool. Write myself a note so people can see that. But it's also on the events page on RepMcCombie.com explaining everything that they're going to have available. So that is December 11th from 9 to 12.
Yeah, that's not too far away when you think about it, because everything just keeps rushing up on us.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. So, yeah, we hope to, you know, it's a great time to buy a pet. That's for sure.
Don's going to love you. He's such a great guy. I love Don Sizek over at Happy Tales. Fantastic.
Yeah, he is. He's a good guy.
And anything pressing coming up? Of course, I know you generally make all the rounds to a majority of the community events. Anything coming up here in the next few?
Yeah, we'll be joining the folks over in Prophetstown on Saturday for their lighted parade, which is a good time. Hopefully it's not too cold, but that's okay. We'll be fine. We'll be fine. And there's a Turkey 5K. There's a lot of stuff going on locally. I try to, and if anybody has in their communities information that they want to put on our website, we do that under our events page. So, for example, the Savannah Christmas Walk is November 26th. The Turkey K is through the YMCA in Sterling on November 25th. There's a free Thanksgiving dinner at Harvest Time Bible Church. These are some of the things that I may not be going to. Well, I'll go to the Christmas walk here in Savannah.
Sure.
But make sure to let us know, and we can put that information on our website for us. But I'll be going to the Prophetstown Lighted Parade. Hopefully everybody can go to that. That's a lot of fun for the kids and adults, for that matter. And let's see, January 3rd, we moved our blood drive. It's usually at the end of December. We moved that to January 3rd to help the folks that just gave blood here in Savannah to help them get back on a schedule to be given regularly. So we moved that to January 3rd. I know it's a holiday, but it might be a day that gets people up and moving early and gets them to give the gift of life. I mean, what a way to start the year. And then we go back to Springfield, January 4th.
Oh, you're so looking forward to it. I can tell already.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, it's going to be a short season, though. We typically go and pass the budget, as you're all familiar with, at the wee hours of May 31st. But this year, the schedule ends on April 8th, which I find kind of interesting. It also just shows you that we can be more efficient in government and not be spending so much money in Springfield. Because if we can finish our entire legislative session by April 8th, because they want us to be campaigning so for the primary in June, that just goes to show you that we can have a more efficient government. And but I'll be shocked if we're done by April 8th. But that's the schedule as given by the Speaker of the House.
Wow. Yeah.
So it'll be a short session.
Hey, have a lot of people been stopping by your new office location in Sterling?
Yeah, they have. One of the things is, you know, with it getting dark so early and the lights are still on, Liz might have somebody walking in when she's walking out. So we may try to do, I don't know if we'll be able to get it in by the end of the year, but we'll try to do a once a month for the rest of the year and try to get people just to be able to stop in and, sure, and see me, have open, you know, office hours. Mm. People, you know, Pam or Liz is always there Monday through Friday. We will be posting our holiday schedule as well. But yeah, anybody can stop on in, but we'll make sure that I'm there at least one more later in the afternoon, early evening. Sure. So it's convenient for people.
Well, and if somebody, wants to find out anything or get a hold of you, what's the best way to get a hold of Tony McCombie besides the great office?
Yeah, the best way really is go to the webpage, Rep McCombie, and you can actually send an email that way. But then also there is a phone number there at the bottom. You can call the district office, or you can speak with Amanda at the Springfield office. But typically most of our calls when we're not in session go right directly to our office, and that's 815-632-7384. And again, we did move our office, and it's 2510 Locust Street in Sterling.
Easy to find. Well, we got Turkey Day just ahead, and I'd like to say thank you, Tony, for your doing representation and staying in such great contact with the people throughout your district.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And Thanksgiving to you and your family and to all you listeners. I look forward to seeing all of your feasts. I'll make sure to post a picture of my feast so all of you can attach that too. So I may even, just because I feel like I need a few more fixings, Tom, I may just reach out and just like, hey, what's your favorite fixing? Just so I can get some advice. You know, Facebook's a great way to get information sometimes. And it doesn't always have to be, you know, negative and serious. So right. Let's have some fun with it this week.
You need some, Tony needs some tips.
Yeah, and I need some fun. We need to, it's going to be a short week, and we need to have some fun.
Oh, yes, we do. Well, hey. Well, more coffee for you, and thank you so much for joining us this early in the morning, Tony.
No problem. Have a great day. Have a great week.